not home. Go away. Didn't you hear me, dipshit? She's not here right now. Scram!
You perverts just don't know when to quit, do you? Son of a... Oh, shit. I didn't know it was you. I'm so sorry. You know you're always welcome here. You didn't have to knock. Of course not. You're my best friend. Just go in as you please and I'll know it's you. I'm surprised you knocked this time because the people who usually knock are the ones looking for Mom. Wait, you're not looking for her, are you? I was just wondering. Besides, I do not want anything to do with her right now. She did something real fucked up a few weeks ago. Scratch that. She's been fucking shit up for a long time now. Crap, where are my manners? Do you want something to drink or snack on? I can drop what I'm doing for a few minutes to get them for you. Suit yourself. Just let me know if you need anything, alright? The moving truck's gonna come in a few hours, but I've got time to spare if ever. Yeah, that kind of explains the boxes here. I'm moving out. What about Mom? What about her? Look, I've had enough of living in her shadow, and I've had enough of her shenanigans too. What she did to me pretty much prompted me to finally have the courage to move out. I've actually wanted to move out for a while now. I've made enough money to do so, what with my jewelry business taking off. The new place is actually really nice. It's much nearer to the office too, meaning I can access my inventory and pack rush orders much easier now that I don't have to make a 20-minute drive there. Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you, to be honest. You've been hyping me up since day one. I hope you're still enjoying your cufflinks. Don't worry, I'm not moving away too far. I'll be sure to give you my new address once I've settled in so that we can hang out as soon as we can. You and a few others are the only ones who'll get this address, believe me. I desperately need to get away from this neighborhood. Well, you're aware that Mother Dearest is basically the neighborhood darling, right? Oh, come on. Don't pretend like you haven't noticed. You know how easily she can get anybody to do her bidding. Must be nice to have that MILF appeal. She uses that to her advantage, let me tell you. Every boy I've come home with thirsts over her and pretends I don't exist. And she has the audacity to bask in all of the attention she gets from them. You know how messed up that is? For fuck's sake, these thirsty little boys ask me if they could come over under the guise of wanting to hang out with me, when in fact, they just want to try and have a shot with Mom. And Mom gets off on it. How the hell is that supposed to make me feel? No need for apologies, man. Oh, you're asking where my boyfriend is and why he isn't helping me move out? Funny you should ask that. Did you mean my now ex? You know where this is going. I really thought he was different. He sure fooled me with sending me love notes, showering me with gifts, and spending time with me doing things he usually wouldn't do. I was actually dumb enough to believe he was in love with me. That is, until one day, I caught him and Mom fucking like bunnies in my room when I came home from the supermarket. Oh, but that's not all. Mom knew how in love I was with him. She knew! She saw us being affectionate with each other. She saw how good I felt around him. And what did she do to me? She betrayed me. Her own daughter, her own flesh and blood, and took him for herself. You know, she's actually out right now because that bastard took her out for a lovely lunch date. Fucking nerve of those two. Ugh, I need a drink. You want one too? I'm gonna have some wine, but there's scotch, gin, soju, and rum if you want. Who cares about what Mom thinks? She took my boyfriend, I'm taking her alcohol. That doesn't exactly make us even, but it's a start. Here you go. Bottoms up. Stacy, you fucking idiot. You were actually dumb enough to believe that there could possibly be a man who loves you for you. You genuinely thought he was someone who wasn't trying to get to your mother. It's been happening for years now. Ever since I was a kid, everybody liked Mom better. I always wondered why so many boys were nice to me and why they were so keen on coming over to the house. But then, as I grew older, I began to notice certain things. Oh, but the ex was a special type of slime ball. I should have known years ago that he masturbated in that bathroom because of Mom. And yet, he still had the nerve to lie to me and toy with my feelings. It was his plan to just string me along, pretend like he loved me, and just screw the MILF when I wasn't looking. I swear to God, out of all the boys who went to the house just to get a piece of Mom, he was the fucking worst. No doubt about it. Then again, all of those boys sure had the fucking gall to pretend to be interested in me. Every time a boy was hanging out in this house, they wouldn't pay attention to me. They'd just be staring at her. I paid it no mind for the longest time. I even dumbed myself down to get their attention. I hoped that one day I'd somehow gain the appeal that Mother Dearest had. Well, you're right. The only boy who didn't pull that shit on me was you. Actually, that's only because we mostly spent our time away from the house. We'd spend most of our time together at lacrosse practice, at the roller skating rink, or at the bakery you worked at. In fact, it's almost like you never came here unless we were project partners for something or you were returning my stuff to me. It's not like I didn't want you here. Maybe some great supernatural force was just trying to lead you away from mother germs. I don't know. There's not much to do here but watch TV or swim in the pool. Now you see how I started to realize that those slimy boys didn't come here to have a fun time. Well, at least with me. I don't know what kind of stupid shit they're on to think that being cooped up in the house would be jolly good fun for us. Anyway, I'm sorry that you had to witness me lose my shit airing out my grievances. I'm just so fed up, you know? But hey, fresh new start. Cheers. Something you want to talk about? Shoot, I'm all ears. You look like you're about to say something pretty serious. Is everything okay? Look, man, you're talking to the girl with severe mommy issues. Nothing you're about to say will freak me out. Just get on with it already. You love me? Dude, I already knew that, and I love you too. Wait, love me? Love me? What do you... as in... romantically? Oh, I wasn't expecting that. To be honest, I'm a little overwhelmed and surprised and overcome with feelings I don't think I understand. Why am I trembling? What is up with me? Oh, fuck, you really do mean it that way. You love me. Tell me, how come when you keep saying that, it just feels right? Like, I've known all along, but I just needed the big push to finally realize it. I never thought I was that dense. Or... am I? But who could love Stacy? It's always about Stacy's mom. It's always about trying to get to my mother. It's never about how I feel. I do agree that those people are idiots, but I'm really not used to hearing something so sweet meant just for me. But when it comes to you, I have to believe it. It's because I love you too. Good God, I love you too. I I never knew how much I wanted to kiss you until now. It just makes so much sense. I've been looking for love in all the wrong places, but you were here all along. I guess I have been a bit dense, but none of that matters anymore. What matters is that I love you and I want to be with you. Yes, for real. You're the person I trust the most in the world. They say not to fall in love with your best friend, but to hell with that. That's a load of shit. Life is so unpredictable, but we get to call the shots if we want something to happen. And I'm so glad you did with this. It may have been a sudden realization for me, but I don't care. I'm following my heart and my gut with this one. I really do love you. I'm sure of it. I've never been more sure of anything. We both don't know what exactly we're getting ourselves into. Hell, if you keep holding me like this, I'll probably never be able to let you go. What I do know is that I want you around more. Is that fine with you? I'll take that as yes. You really are some kind of wonderful, aren't you? Oh shit. I still have so much to pack up before the moving truck gets here. Do you mind giving me a hand with the boxes? Oh, thank goodness. For a second there, I thought you'd be upset that I ruined the mood. I promise that I'll make it up to you in any way I can. I'll treat you to dinner or buy you anything you want online, among other things. No, I insist. It's the least I could do. Alright, we better get going. I want this move to be as smooth as possible, and I want to leave before the terrible twosome come back. But before we do... Okay, let's start off with these smaller boxes, shall we?